Hello, you're listening to Sexpertise, and I am your host and favorite sexpert, Erica Rivera. So today we conclude Sexual Health Month, and as we come to a close, this episode was inspired by my recent trip to Burning Man. What happened at Burning Man and the flooding and all that good stuff, we will not discuss at this time. That will have to be for another episode or a discussion for my Patreon. But it was inspired by Burning Man because one of the art installations was a huge clitoris. An anatomically correct clitoris, and no one knew what it was, which made me feel like I definitely need to advocate more often for sexual health education, and this was exactly why we need that. So today was inspired by that. And as September is Sexual Health Month, this is the perfect time to shed light on this often misunderstood and under-discussed part of the female anatomy. So before we jump right into it, friendly reminder that we always continue these discussions at patreon.com/TheEricaRivera, and you're able to subscribe for as little as $3 a month. These podcast episodes are meant to be just the tip, since they do come out every Tuesday, and we go more in depth into our topics online. So if you're wanting to continue the discussion, join me on patreon.com/TheEricaRivera. So let's start with the basics. The clitoris is a highly sensitive and incredibly important organ for sexual pleasure in people assigned female at birth. Located at the top of the vulva, it's comprised of a small external part, the glands, which is often the most visible, and an internal structure that extends beneath the surface. That internal structure is what you could see at Burning Man. But it was just a huge art installation of that internal structure in addition to what was external as well. Functionally, the clitoris is all about pleasure. It has an incredible density of nerve endings, around 8,000 in fact, which is more than any other part of the human body. When stimulated, it can lead to intense feelings of arousal and climax. It's like the body's pleasure button, so to speak. Let's talk about the role of the clitoris in the female reproductive system. While it's not directly involved in reproduction, it plays an indirect but crucial role. See, the clitoral network of nerves, when aroused, can lead to the release of natural lubrication, making sexual intercourse more comfortable. And this can actually enhance the chances of successful conception. But beyond reproduction, understanding and appreciating the clitoris is vital for personal sexual well-being and satisfaction. It's a key to unlocking pleasure, which is essential for healthy sexual relationships. Let's also touch on a common misconception. Some may think that the clitoris is solely an external structure, but like I mentioned before, there's so much more beneath the surface. It has legs, or crura. Yeah, it's a weird word. But it extends inward, wrapping around the vaginal canal. By the way, that word is C-R-U-R-A. This internal structure means that even during penetrative sex, the clitoris can still be indirectly stimulated, which is why some women do enjoy penetrative sex and can still reach climax during penetrative sex. It's just not as common. So, whether through direct contact, oral sex, or, like I said, even during penetrative intercourse, understanding how to stimulate the clitoris is fundamental for a satisfying sexual experience. Communication, experimentation, and mutual exploration are key in finding what works best for each individual. Studies show that for many individuals, clitoral stimulation is key to experiencing pleasure and achieving orgasm. So I know I preach communication a lot, but communicating your desires and preferences is super important in any sexual relationship. There are countless ways to discover what brings you the most pleasure and satisfaction. It's important to remember that everyone's body is unique, and what works for one person may not work for another. Being attuned to your own body and open to trying new things can lead to a more fulfilling sexual experience. Manual stimulation and the use of sex toys is also a way that you can explore and enhance clitoral pleasure. In conclusion, appreciating the clitoris is not only important during Sexual Health Month, but throughout the entire year. Its central role in sexual pleasure is something that deserves attention and understanding. So let's continue the conversation, break down taboos, and promote a healthy, informed approach to sexual well-being. Remember that knowledge is empowerment, and by understanding our bodies, we can cultivate a healthier and happier sexual life. Final reminder, please follow me on Facebook and Instagram at The Erica Rivera, and make sure to subscribe to Patreon. Get access to my Discord community and get voting privileges on topics each week. And until next time, take care and stay curious.